Hello, Fight Inside fans, viewers, and listeners. I'm the Filipino podcasting machine, Princey D, and with me as always, the man formerly known as Timbo Slice, Timmy B. Before we start, please take a moment to subscribe to us on YouTube and hit that bell. If you'd like to support the show, check out middaysquares.com. Save 15% by using code FIGHTINSIGHT15. On today's very special episode, we talk to unprecedented five times guest of the podcast, Mr. Beard on Point. Break down the insane UFC 276 card and bid a fond farewell to the greatest podcast co-host anyone could ever have. A whole lot more. Tim, hit it.
Yeah, it's Timmy B, Princey D, Fight in Sight. Yeah, that's right.
There is no intro for this, Prince, because this man has been on our podcast. This is his fifth time on the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him as the greatest podcast guest of all time, one of the greatest UFC fighters of all time, a legend. At UFC 276, he fights Robbie Lawler. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the podcast, Prince
Brian Bam Bam Barbarena.
Five time, baby. Five time. Let's go.
Yes.
Again, Bam,
we made it. We made it.
Oh, Bam, this is crazy, man.
We have made
Prince,
it.
Prince, you ready to honor Bam Bam for the fifth
Let's
time?
Do Let's do it.
Here
ready?
We go, baby.
Big time. Oh, here we go. What's going on?
Oh!
With the slide down. Oh, yeah, baby.
Bam Bam, oh, summer slugfest.
Let's go.
I am super pasty, Bam. I don't know what the hell's wrong. So it's really bad, hey, but
then,
there you go.
It's really good. It's really good that you got that then, because it helps with coming.
Yeah. Bam, welcome to the show, man. You are at International Fight Week in Las Vegas, and you just arrived.
Yes, sir. I've been here only like a couple hours, checked in, got the room, everything. Hanging out here now, chilling, and excited for the week, man.
All right.
Bam, the two times we interviewed you, you've been on your bed.
Like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the last time, because the last time you were on Fight Week as well, which, I mean, we appreciate this so much, Bam. Like, to be able to speak to someone on Fight Week is crazy. And this is International Fight Week. You know? It's really cool, man. You are definitely, like, our best friend of the podcast by far, by a mile.
Appreciate you guys.
And I will say... how happy are you? The news broke today that your fight is on the main card. Is that correct?
I mean, nobody's told me. That's what I say. But I saw like an interview, not an interview, but someone sent my wife a link that had an interview with Dana saying we got moved to the main card. I had a couple people text me and said, hey, awesome to see you on the main card. Now, I had no idea. And actually, people had were texting me yesterday. Someone had tweeted something that we got moved to the main card. Okay. I hadn't looked at my phone all day, and when I finally did, one of my training partners was like, "Hey man, you're on the main card now. Looks like we have to eat pizza later." Which, I mean, we have to have pizza later. But hey, it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it because we're on the main card now. So
okay. So can I ask, is it better for you to be on the main card, like? Is it a respect thing? It's not a money thing, right?
No, well, not for me, it's not. But but as far as like, I mean, there's people that definitely get pay-per-view money about, you know, for buys and stuff. But
sure, okay.
Yeah. They say like usually it's there's spots on the card that are get more eyes, get more attention. So usually like the main of the prelims.
Yeah.
And I lost my train of thought.
The opener of the main card, I would think.
Opening of the main card.
Okay.
And then the main card, of course. Those are normal ones that they say get a lot more eyes. You know, and now like the prelims are going to be on ESPN Plus or ESPN and ABC.
ABC.
So obviously they're going to get more eyes there. This being, you know, probably one of the biggest cards of the year, or the biggest card of the year. I mean, how do you beat this lineup
of the decade?
How do you beat this lineup?
No.
Yeah. I mean,
there hasn't been a card crossed. Like this.
Yeah. But yeah. But yeah, this is amazing. So,
this is like 3 weekends worth of UFC.
Exactly. It's amazing.
No. We were talking, like, when we saw the card, we're like, wait a second. Every fight here is at the very worst a fight night main event. Like, you could have built a card around any single one of those fights.
Yeah.
Let alone put them all on one card. It was insane. Every single fight.
Yeah. I agree with that too. I was saying the same thing. Yeah. And honestly, so yeah, the pay-per-view is like, you know, it's cool to be on the pay-per-view, especially like this is the biggest one. It's awesome. And so it's really cool and honored to be on there, especially for this fight. I honestly originally thought we would be opening up the first fight on the pay-per-view or opening up pay-per-view.
Yeah.
But then I was looking at everybody on the roster too, like all the people on the main card, and the head of the prelims is ranked. So I was like, oh, you know, it makes sense or whatever. We got moved. I think it's definitely a blessing. Another thing to be thankful for, and another opportunity to go out there and make it even a better show.
Bam, it is crazy, man. Like, people were upset that you weren't on the main card. People were messaging us because they know that you're a friend of the podcast, and people were like, why is Bam not on the main card, right? Like, and then so now this happens. Now, of course, it kind of happens on the tails of our 2 weeks ago podcast.
Yeah.
All thanks to you, Bam. Lucky Lauren Murphy, yeah. Her fight with Tate got moved. They've rebooked it now, so it does have the new date.
What's the date on that?
July 19th, I believe.
July 19th?
Yeah, it's the, who the hell is on that card? Anyways, whatever it is. But yeah, they've already rebooked it now. It's good. It's solid. So I'm happy for her.
That's good. She got rebooked. Yeah. I'm really bummed to have, you know, it was going to be awesome to see her and everything like that. You know, we're obviously good friends and everything. So it's it would have been really nice to see her. I was bummed to hear the news. But hopefully, I hope she's really, you know, feeling better and it doesn't hit her too hard.
She's posted
2 weeks. So
yeah, she's posted saying she's okay and all that. But she said, think on a post, she said, and this is like kind of like we do a Friends of the Podcast update. So this is good for people that care about our podcast. She said that, you know, she was feeling okay and all that, but she tweeted out saying that she didn't want to get anyone else sick or prevent anyone else's fight from occurring.
So yeah.
I think it was more like just a respect thing, saying, hey, I'm going to stay away, not
get
sick, ruin their fight. And then 2 weeks later. So yeah, that's
good. Yeah. That's super good of her. Yeah.
Yeah. She talked a lot of shit about you though on our podcast. Yeah, she was saying all these terrible things.
I bet. She probably had a lot of dirt on me.
You had to edit like half the episode, like it was brutal.
Yeah.
You're like, you can't do this to our five-time show guests. We gotta edit this. Come on, take some of this out of there.
Yeah. There's so much swearing.
Right under the bus. It was like you were
I'm not surprised about the sweating for sure. Yeah. The swearing's all there. Yep.
Yeah. Bam, you're all, you know, your beard's looking very feathery today. It's wild. You know.
Wild beard.
I see that your hair is not shaved or anything yet.
We got the mop top going, baby.
Mop top. All right.
But we will be cleaned up and have a mohawk.
Yes. You're doing the mohawk?
Absolutely.
God damn right you are.
I didn't have time. I originally was going to cut it before I got here, but had to get the homestead locked down and ready for me to leave to come collect a bounty in Vegas. Yeah. So
I thought you were going to say because your wife needed to make sure she witnessed that it went straight. The other time you said that she got mad when you kind of screwed it up.
Yeah, but she fixed it. So, you know, I'll talk about that. she didn't let me go out like that. Come on.
Yeah.
She fixed me up.
So. Yeah. I want to get to something. You messaged saying something about the color of your shorts.
Yeah. So, you get to pick your color of your shorts for the fight.
Okay.
And you pick who you represent too. So like the US, Colombia, I've represented both in the octagon. And I've worn all the color shorts that I have so it's like for the US it's blue, black, white, and that's your choices. for Colombia, it's yellow, black, white. And I was like, I've asked a couple times before, like, hey, man, can I wear red shorts? They're like, no, you're not. It's not part of a red country. You would have to represent a red country. I'm like, I don't even know what that means. Like, red is in the color of both of my flags, the yeah. U.S. and
specifically Columbia, so. The U.S., red, white, and blue.
Yeah. And it literally starts with red.
Yeah.
Red, white, and blue. Okay. But, yeah, so they're like, oh, yeah, I know. It sucks, but you have to represent. So I was like, you know, my wife is always asking me. She always wants me to wear the red shorts. She's like, you need to wear the red shorts. I'm like, they won't let me. So I asked again this time. They said no, that I would have to represent. So they gave me like a list of who I could represent. And it fell, of course, I was like, well, okay, boom. I picked it. I was like, all right, I'm wearing red shorts. I'm representing South Korea for this fight. So I could wear red shorts. And I mean, you know, it's not just randomly picking South Korea. You know, there's meaning behind it. My wife's half Korean. And okay. So, you know, my kids are core Korean and, you know, it's in our bloodline. Her family heritage, you know, it has to do with that too. So it was an easy pick for as far as that goes. And, you know, proud to represent it. I want all the U.S. fans, all my Colombian fans to know, of course, I'm always in there supporting you guys and representing you guys to the highest. Absolutely. But this is something that it means a lot to me too, to represent, you know, for my wife and everything. And even on a better side is she's in my corner. So she's been in my corner before, but never walks to the octagon with me. She always just hangs out in the back. And most of the time it's usually like international fights and stuff like that. But okay. This time she's going to make the walk and everything. She's in the corner. I had to have her there for this fight, especially because this fight means so much, you know, as far as just my career. It's a big fight. It's like the biggest dream fight for me. Like the Matt Brown was a dream fight. This is the fight. This is number one on the list. Like
this is crazy, fam.
Yeah. So it's a big moment. And, you know, the only thing would make it, the only thing that needs to happen is that my wife's there with me because she's with me in all the big moments, in all the moments.
And bam, low key, you're also representing Canada.
Is that my doppelganger? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, it's red, right? Red.
No, because Canada.
But true. Canada was one, and I didn't even think about it. And then we were talking about it today with my corners and my wife. And they're like, oh, you should have represented Canada. And I was like, oh, shoot. My doppelganger is from Canada. It would have been like, he's fighting, and we're one. Like,
wait, who's your doppelganger? What are you talking about?
Tanner Boser.
He's oh, yes.
That's
yes.
my okay. doppelganger. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I have people message me when he fights, like, great fight, bro. You did awesome. All this stuff. And then he said he gets the same messages.
That's so funny. We've actually reached out to him. I think he did say he's going to come on our podcast. So are you friends with him?
Oh, he's awesome,
him?
Man. He's awesome. I'll tell him.
That guy is made of maple syrup. Okay. that guy is as Canadian as you get.
He's awesome. He's a super good dude. Every time, like, I've met him, I've been around him. My team's been around his team, like,
oh, okay.
Even overseas in like Russia before I even met him. We had a guy fighting like Russia or something, and one of their guys was on. He's like, he met them, and they talked to help each other out, everything. But they're really cool dudes. He's been awesome, and we talk and joke around all the time about, you know, the doppelganger stuff. But he's a good dude.
Okay,
and he's a hell of a fighter too.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome. Okay, I never knew that. That's why when you're saying it, I'm like, okay, I got to clarify. Who the hell is the doppelganger?
Yeah.
I mean, you bastard. You should have said Canada because you're a five-time Fight Insight podcast, and we are Canadian.
Oh, sorry, guys. I didn't catch it. Sorry. I wasn't catching it.
All right, I want to go back to the Korea thing for a second because it's very important to me. It's important to me, and I love it because, as people know, my wife is Korean, right? And so we always cheer for the South Korean fighters. We've had Jeon Kim on our podcast, and we're friends with, you know, some of the fighters there. So we're very happy for that. Dude, this is a huge thing in all reality, right? The South Korean fans are huge. They come out in droves to support their fighters. I don't know that people know your wife is South Korean, right? Or from
probably,
South Korea.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that. Yeah.
She's not from. Really... She's like her
family. Yeah,
her
sorry. What I from. Mean is.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know that they would know that you have that link, but I think it's going to be a really cool thing when you do your fighter interview, when the commentators talk to you about it and whatever, are you going to raise that story so that it can be something they talk about on your walkout and stuff?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's.
You got it, man. That's cool.
I got it, right?
Yeah, it's cool as hell.
And it's all like it's a you know, like I said, I never wanted to disrespect another country by wearing it and not
not at all. Heritage,
but that's what that's what it is based on, and it's nothing but respect.
No, not it's not disrespectful at all in the least, especially because of your wife, right?
Yeah,
like it'd be weird if you're just like, well, I like anime. You know, but like, that doesn't work out.
The way I see it, man, you're probably going to amass.
I do, though.
You're probably going to amass new followers. People are probably going to come in and be like, oh, yeah. And then who knows? You might be like a K-pop star.
And oh, that's cool. Outside of that, K-pop, you know?
Yeah, dude. Get on
it. Start singing some. Yeah.
Now,
actually, there's a K-pop guy. I think it's K-pop. Okay. His name is Bam Bam.
No, but your name would be it'd be Ba, B A, Ba,
B A, Ba.
You just short. It's just
but they reached out like there's been like this has been a while ago, but they had like some of his fans because I was like hashtagging something Bam Bam or something like that.
Okay,
but they had reached out and was like he's the real Bam Bam, he's the real Bam Bam kind of thing, and I was like, hey, you know, awesome, we could both be Bam. That's so cool that you're doing that. And I think it was he was from South Korea, but
okay.
I could be wrong. I tried to look at, so after you sent me some songs, I tried to look him up because he's a, he sings. And so,
yeah.
But I couldn't find it. So,
sometimes it's hard.
Failed okay,
so what, Bam is referencing is when I found out that you were doing this, cause we talked a little bit. So I kind of had an idea.
Yeah.
I said, well, then is your walkout song going to be Korean? Cause there are some badass songs that you could pick and it's very trendy now.
Yeah,
like you don't have to tell us if you're picking a song, but are you gonna do one? Are you thinking about it? Maybe.
If I had a choice, I probably would. But my kids pick, so they pick.
Okay. The song I picked for Bam Prince was too. I knew that it would be too vulgar for Bam because of your children and all. And I was like, damn it! But here's the song.
Blackpink, right?
Right? So that's CL from To Anyone Fame. That's like, she's a wicked singer, man. And she's like becoming westernized. So I was like, oh, that'd be a good song for Bam. My wife and I were traveling. We had a trip in Montreal last week. And on our way back, we had like a four or five hour drive. I'm like, honey, we got to pick a song for Bam Bam. We gotta go through all Korean K-pop songs for Bam Bam. So, like for 3 hours, we're like going through songs, going, "Would this be a good song? Would this be?" So, yeah,
that's awesome.
But dude, we're super excited for that, man. I think that's amazing for you. I think that's very like it's so honorable of your wife and her family and heritage and thing. I just think it's beautiful, man. It's great. I love that story.
Thank you. Thank
it's gonna be good. What else did we want to ask you? What is your favorite Korean Netflix show?
Ooh, I don't know if I've watched one.
Oh my God. Bam, you're going to get, I mean, the fans are going to come in droves and they're going to want to know. You got to have answers prepared.
Yeah, like ready to go.
Oh man. Right? I haven't. Okay. I'll just say I haven't watched one.
Kingdom. Okay. You got to say Kingdom.
Wait a minute. Kingdom. I think I've seen that.
That's the zombie one where they're like samurais.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I haven't.
Okay.
Sorry.
What about Squid Game? Squid Game was super famous.
Yes. Oh yeah. Yes. I watched
did
that.
Did you see Squid Game?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. All right.
It was good. Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So now
I feel like that's like though like I don't know if like well I guess I mean that counts I guess but still
no, that's
I, okay. You know what? Give me some Korean shows to watch. Give me some
Kingdom.
Some good ones.
Kingdom.
Kingdom is the greatest.
Oh, you seen it too?
Everybody has all the cool people have seen it, Ben.
Oh,
Kingdom. It's Korean. It's like zombies. It's back in like feudal, like samurai time. Really, really good. What else, Prince?
Like series. What was the high school one? Well, that one is. Gosh,
yeah, this is bad. This is bad podcasting, well, man, because you put us on the spot.
Yeah, well, the Kingdom's like.
Hey, come on! You got to be busting these out, like
you
boom,
know.
Boom,
okay,
boom.
Do you know that Spanish show Money Heist? Do you know that Spanish
Money Heist
show Money Heist? There's a new one now. There's a Korean show called Money Heist Korea,
and
apparently that's amazing. So you got to check that out. That's a good one. There's a whole bunch that are like my favorite. Signal is really good.
Okay.
When the Camellia Blooms.
You're definitely going to have to message me these.
Yeah. I'll send you a bunch because when the fans start to ask, you got to be able to respond. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bam.
I like how Bam's like, yeah, I've got a preset answer. I have never seen the Korean.
No, that's it.
That's
a terrible answer. Bam, sorry. When you said that your wife is going to come to the corner with you, so she's going to be one of your three people?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So she's been like a third or a second before. Just like normally when I fly overseas or anything like that, like I usually put her as a corner. You know, because my kids aren't going, so she can be backstage with me and everything. And it's, you know, she's not having to sit in the stands by herself or anything like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I put her down as a corner, and then she's like, oh, I'm just going to hang out in the back. She watches on TV in the back, and then, you know, obviously I come to the back.
Yeah.
But this time, you know, she's making the walk.
Oh, okay.
Wow. She's here the whole week with me. Shout out to my father-in-law for watching the kids and the farm and holding it down, and the kids holding down the farm and everything. And then they'll make their way out here this Saturday.
That's awesome, man. Will she go into the cage, or will she stay at the back behind, or will she come in between rounds if you let Robbie Lawler out of the first round?
She said she's not going in the cage as far as like between rounds or anything.
Okay. So she stays.
She said she'll come in if she needs to slap me, or if she needs to do it, she's coming in. She'll slap me or something and wake me up if whatever needs to happen.
Nice.
But only yes.
Because I was thinking, in the history of UFC, there's been some interesting corner people like this one.
Yeah.
One of the greatest corners of all time. I'm showing Platinum Perry's wife when she came in.
Don't train with my wife. Like, she doesn't hold mitts for me or anything like that.
No, she doesn't do that either. But do you remember when Platinum's wife cornered him?
I do remember that. Yeah,
and she
it was just her, wasn't it?
It was just her, and then in between rounds, it was the best because she comes in and he's sitting there and he's like, you know how he is. He's like, cool dude, whatever, grizzled, whatever. And then she comes in with the ice and she's like, literally just touching it on him, going, "Good one, babe." It was like the funniest thing, man. But yeah, it was good.
She definitely will not be holding the ice like that. Okay. And she probably won't be doing any of that. And then if she was going to talk to me and say something, it'd be definitely screaming at me, asking me what the I'm doing. Put my hands up, probably. It's going to be a big one.
Nice.
You know, she gives me straightforward, you know, what I need to hear. So,
and the most important question, where are we eating after this?
We are getting pizza, and I don't have the name of the pizza place, but actually I do, but I don't know it off the top of my head. Because
Is it free?
No, it's not.
Bastards. Really?
I didn't ask or anything, I guess. I didn't reach out to ask, but so it's not free yet.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's I'm going to Chicago Deep Dish.
Nice.
I had it. Okay, so I haven't had very much Chicago deep dish. Sorry. Now you got me going.
Let's do it. Let's go.
Always get pizza after the fight, right? You know, get some good pizza. And then, but I've never done like Chicago deep dish after the fight or anything like that. In Columbus, the guys, like, we found, you know, how I order food for my corners and everything.
Yeah.
They found this like Chicago deep dish and like had like this crazy cool, nice crust on it and everything too, like fancy, like they designed. And so like they got it midweek. I was like, normally the rule is you can't order pizza midweek. We order you whatever, but not pizza. But I let them do it, and they got it, and it looked amazing, smelled amazing. They said it was amazing. So I was like, boom, after the fight, I'm getting that. So I got one for myself and ate the whole damn thing. And then other pizzas too for everybody else to share. But I ate the whole damn thing on the drive home. It was so good. And so, like, I was like, out here, is there a good one with Chicago deep dish? Because it sounds so good right now. gosh, I'm hungry. So we found a spot. Again, I can't remember the name. His food's not free, so I guess that doesn't really matter at this point. Super excited for it. So we're doing that. We're doing some regular pizzas too. Nice. But yeah, going to do the deep dish.
Nice. And what is the Bam Bam toppings of choice?
So with this deep dish, it's like inside, like it's like stuffed with tons of cheese.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah.
It's like this thick. Nice. Like the whole piece is like that thick and it has like stuffing and tons of cheese. And, oh.
Bam. All right. I want to walk into your hotel room and be like, what kind of brothel of pizzas is this? You see like pizza everywhere, like in, you know, hanging off the ceiling.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Yeah, no pizza will go to waste.
All right, Bam. I do have to get mad at you for one thing. I should sandwich this in. You know, we treat you nice, then we yell at you and is, treat you nice. Your last fight was the last fight on your goddamn contract, and you never told anybody?
Nah, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I didn't tell anybody.
Holy moly, dude, that's crazy.
I didn't even tell my coach or nothing, training partners. Nothing.
Jeez Louise. And so you weren't, and then I heard in an interview that you had said, if the UFC doesn't bring me back, they don't bring me back. You were willing to walk away, spend time with your family, ride off into the sunset. As you've told us before, that's kind of your plan, right? You just want to be with your family. So then you didn't want to do the whole like memorable leave the glove in the cage thing, because even after the win, you still kind of didn't know, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, I thought about that. I was like, well, if this is it, I mean, there goes my chance of leaving the gloves in the cage. And I kind of thought, but honestly, I was trying to take the dang gloves off and I couldn't get them off. I couldn't get the tape off or anything.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, Daniel Cormier was there and he was talking to me. So I was like, I kind of stopped doing that. And then, so like I had like half the glove, half the tape was like dangling and
yeah. Okay.
But I was just like, well, cause I don't know. And I was going to say it in like the interview and stuff, but then the gloves couldn't get the gloves off. And I was like, well, I'll just say it in the back.
Bam, next time that happens and you're trying to take your gloves off, just take off your shorts. Just lay your shorts on the ground and that's
it. Yeah, when balls is hot and then maybe, like, you know, I don't know.
Not sure. I mean, you're good to go. You're like, I'm leaving, oh, yeah. I'm leaving my shorts. There you go.
Leave it there. I couldn't get the gloves off, so I left the shorts.
But so I think everybody is happy. The fans are happy. You must be happy that you do then they sign you to a new contract.
Yeah, I'm happy about it, you know. I'm really happy. I'm excited. And, it, you know, I had asked for this fight with Robbie. And, you know, thankfully it came together, which is awesome. What a first fight to blow up the dang, you know, take off the new contract and everything. It's exactly what I wanted. So, yeah, man, I'm super happy. I was ready to, you know, if they didn't want me, though, I was ready to walk away. I was ready to go be on the farm and be with my family. You know, for me, I don't really want to go once I'm done the UFC. You know, hopefully it's on my term and I get to decide when it is. But when I'm done fighting the UFC, I'm done fighting. Like that's, I'm not going to go anywhere else. You know, this is my goal. This was my goal, the dream. I did it, fighting the best in the world. I'm here and doing it. And I want to do it for as long as I can, as long as my body will allow me, obviously too. And, I really feel after injuries and everything, you know, you can, I guess you could see those as like, man, you probably should have hung them up or whatever, but I'm young and I felt like, you know, I just needed to get back to it. If my body will let me, it's letting me, and I feel better than ever. And I really feel like I'm hitting my stride. I'm hitting prime Bam Bam right now. And, I'm only going to get greater, better and better, and excited to put on a great performance and show everybody.
Dude, it's crazy. Your last few performances have been insane. I mean, nail biters, which I'm mad at you for too. But I mean, crazy, dude. No, and I'm so glad that you got the contract. I'm so glad that you get to continue, because it's not like, I don't think anyone thinks you should be retiring. Like nobody wants no more Bam Bam.
Yeah. I mean, it was cool because, you know, right after the fight, I went to the hotel, got the pizzas. And we jumped in the car and drove to the farm. And on the drive, you know, had a FaceTime call with Dana White and, you know, talked to him. And, you know, he was like, yeah, you know, we're definitely re-signing you and blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, we're getting it worked out there. We're getting it worked out there or whatever. It was just waiting on paperwork, contracts, and everything like that. So shout out to Dana White. He's a man. And, you know, we got it worked out. I'm honored to be here. Like I said, you know, for me, I just want to continue to fight the best in the world and keep putting on a show for everybody.
So amazing, man. It's such a cool story.
Contract and it's Lawler. Wow.
Exactly. Yeah. This is it, man. This is like, this is the dream fight. Like I said, this is the number one slot. This is the fight I want. And it's, he's super dangerous.
Yeah, super dangerous. Of course.
And, you know, I forget his age. I don't care what age he is. He's still super dangerous. Like, he's a dangerous person. And, you know, he's going to try to take my head off. And I love it. I freaking love it. You know, and, you know, he brings it every single time. You know, he's, like I said, he's dangerous, super athletic, good everywhere. So, man, I'm excited to go out there and test myself. And actually, it's a totally full circle moment for me, this fight. The fight and the fact that it's International Fight Week. So, before I had my first amateur fight, my wife bought me tickets for my birthday in to International Fight Week and to go see the fight. So we went and did International Fight Week, and I saw Robbie Lawler there, and, you know, went over and talked to him or whatever. He asked, my dad went and talked to him, and it was me, my dad, and my wife. We went over there. My dad talked to him and was like, and he was talking about me. I walked over and he asked if I fought and stuff. And I was like, I'm about to have my first amateur fight. And he's like, okay, cool. So he was like, you know, kind of stone faced, like how he is or whatever he was, you know, and he seems a little more, you know, chill and cool, obviously, as, you know, in his element or whatever and everything like that. But he was, you know, kind of serious and everything, which was fine. I was like, man, this freaking Robbie Lawler right here. So, like, you know, talking with him or whatever, super cool guy, you know, everything. But it was asking me about fighting and if I fought yet and stuff like that. So I was just like, no, I'm about to have my first amateur fight. Then had my first amateur fight. And that, so now, look at me. I mean, it's full circle moment. I'm fighting Robbie Lawler on International Fight Week. Like, boom. And we're back here. Me and my wife are back here. International Fight Week. Ready to go meet Robbie Lawler, but this time in the octagon. Let's do it. Full circle moment, dude. It's
crazy.
That's amazing.
Man, why do I picture you like standing in front of Robbie like this, sucking on a popsicle, I guess.
Hi, Mr. Lawler.
That is crazy, man. Because so then by then, I guess because of the age, I mean, he's not that much older than you. He's just 5 years older than you or so.
Yeah.
And but I guess because he started so young, right? So
yeah.
Him starting so young, plus you being that little bit younger, yeah, he was already someone that was in the game, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's crazy, you know? Man. But that's crazy. That's such a cool story. This fight, Bam, although people have already determined this to be fight of the night, right? In a card that every fight should be fight of the night.
Yeah.
But people are looking at yours saying fight of the night. Can you please just make it a performance of the night? I don't need this to go long.
Yeah. Let me tell you. Well, so we always talk about trying to get a performance of the night. We always talk about, you know, whatever, kind of like whatever, you know. But last time with the Matt Brown fight, my coach was like, hey, I've never told you this, but you have permission. You have my permission to finish the fight early and to get a performance of the night bonus. You know, he's like, I'm realizing this now. That was the problem, is I never told you that. But you can do that. Like, you're allowed to do that. So I was like, okay, I'll do that. Boom, fight of the night. Like, you know, it didn't really happen. So it's like, I owe, you know, I definitely we're shooting for that performance of the night. And I definitely owe it to him. I owe it to myself. We're going to go get that performance of the night. At the very least, if not, yeah, it's going to be fight of the night.
Damn, it's that easy. Just, it's like you're just reheating a pizza pocket. You're like, yeah, boom, there you go.
I mean, the way I look at it is, especially against like Robbie, you know, he's a game guy. He's very aggressive, dangerous. You know, he's not going to go away easy. I'm not going to go away easy. and we're both going to get in there and we're going to, you know, try to take each other's heads off and put each other away until somebody falls, you know, stand there till somebody falls. So yeah, I can tell you that's all I can say about that is it's going to be one of those fights.
It's going to be incredible. And Bam, you cannot leave it into the hands of the judges because the judges lately, my God, like some really weird, questionable calls.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you feel that way, but I do have a video here. This is a Fight Insight exclusive. We actually have video of two UFC judges driving together in separate vehicles.
Yep.
Okay. But I want you to
Wait a minute. How's that work?
I've got an aerial shot. Like we've got
together instead of vehicles.
driving in different vehicles. I think the story was they were going to go to a restaurant together.
Okay? Okay.
But I've got footage of judges, which I'm going to show you now, Bam.
Okay. You took me for a loop on that one.
They cannot see very well, Bam. What is going on with the judging, Bam? Are you worried about that at all? I mean, obviously your goal is to not let it go to the judges, but
yeah,
in your circle, in your professional circle, are people saying lately, like, whoa, it's almost every week that there's one that seems a little funny?
Yeah, for sure. I think people were like, definitely thought that about my fight, but I didn't. I knew I beat him when I beat him, you know, Matt Brown, you know, my last fight.
No.
I'm telling you, people, but then I think people went back and watched it. Like I had people message me who were in the arena who booed me or whatever. And they're like, you know, we're sorry for booing you, blah, blah, blah. But, but you know, you did win that fight and stuff like that. Like, whatever. Like I believe I won that fight and I'm sure, I mean, obviously he can say the same thing. I'm sure he believes he won that fight too, but you know, I'm glad. Thankful the judge just went the right way, you know, they went the right way with it. So
in his hometown,
but there has been, yeah, in his hometown. Exactly. The there home has crowd, been yeah. some rough ones. Hold on. Sorry. One sec. I don't know if you're going to lose no worries, me no for worries. This. I just need to check something real quick.
Hold on. The screen is black now.
Is it black?
Yeah, no, that's okay. You'll come back. But no,
can I,
hang up and call back?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Just do that.
All right. Thanks. We sorry, will, guys.
We'll keep chatting. No worries. No worries.
Okay. I don't know.
All right. All right. There you go. So we'll wait for him to come back. While he's gone, Prince, why don't we start talking about a few of the fights? Because we've gone kind of long with him already. I don't know how much time he has, in all honesty. So I don't want to keep him too long. But holy cow, man. That's going to be an amazing fight with Bam, yeah, right? Like, what the hell?
I just hope they have a separate ring just for the two of them, just because of the blood that's. I'm actually competing on Friday just to make sure they have enough ready to go for that fight.
It's going to be an incredible fight, Prince. You know, because we're only going to be able to talk to Bam and then talk about some of the fights. Mm-hmm. But at UFC 276, like we said, every single goddamn fight is insanity. If we go down the card and just, you know, for people that want to know what fights are on here, it starts off with Jessica Rose Clark versus mm-hmm. Julia Stolyarenko. The cool thing here, Jessica Rose Clark is apparently walking out to Shawn Michaels' theme song.
On the way.
Just a sexy boy, right? So she's walking out to that. You've got Brad Tavares fighting Dricus du Plessis. You've got Macy, the future barber, who we have not seen in forever, against Jessica I. So that's a great fight at flyweight because Jessica I is always a perennial contender and Macy Barber is up and coming. Then the main event of the early prelims.
Wow.
That's early prelims. That's fight past prelims. Andre Muniz versus Uriah Primetime Hall, baby.
Like,
wow. Uriah Hall, one of my favorite fighters, fights at the early prelim main event. Wow. I mean, that's craziness. Now you've got on the who do you got on that? You got Uriah Hall. You think Uriah Hall's going to show up?
Uriah Hall's going to show up for sure.
Then to kick off the prelims, you have Jim Miller versus Cowboy Cerrone, which was the fight that was bumped. So you get Cerrone versus Jim Miller, or sorry, he was supposed to fight Lozon. So Jim Miller versus Cerrone, who do you have on that fight?
I got Cowboy. I got Cowboy taking this one.
Didn't I pick J-Lo last week over Cerrone? I think I got Miller over Cerrone too. Miller's good, man, and he's not slowing down. Mm-hmm. I think I got Miller over Cerrone. Then you got Gabriel Green versus Ian Garry. Yep. Ian Gary's that hot young up and coming kid, right? The Irish Ireland, right?
The nice Connor.
Nice Connor?
Yeah.
Now he almost lost his other fight, but this is International Fight Week. This guy's gonna turn things up. Yep. So I put my money on Garry on that one. Then the main event of the prelims is Brad Quake Riddell, monster of a fighter, versus Jalen the Tarantula Turner. I mean, this is a crazy, crazy fight, too. Two young bucks. Tarantula is on a 4-fight win streak in the UFC. TKO, submission, TKO. So this guy's a finishing machine. And then you've got Brad Quake Riddell, who, I mean, is always puts on a show. He lost his last fight to Rafael Fiziev, but, I mean, that was an amazing fight. Mm-hmm. And before that, he was on a, I don't know, like a 7-8 fight win streak?
5, 6, 7. Yeah, 7.
4. Three, yeah. 4 in the UFC, right, over Drew Dober was his last fight. So, I mean, great fights. 2 fight of the nights. Prince, between Brad Quake Riddell and the Tarantula, who do you got on that?
I want to go with Brad.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's going to switch it up.
All right. I got Turner on that one. I think Turner, long, sharp. I like him. But that's going to be an amazing fight.
Yep.
And then you get to the main event. In the main event, we've got Lawler and a guy named Brian Bam Bam Barbarena. So, you know, based on Wikipedia, it's opening up the main card.
Listen, right, we don't need to talk about this one. We know Brian Bam's gonna bring it. He's gonna bring the heat. Wait, you know, did you talk
amazing to, fight?
How about the hairstyle? Like, we're gonna go with a faux hawk. Faux hawk is good. That's
yeah. He's doing the mohawk. The mohawk's very important to me.
Very important. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's very important to me that he has the mohawk. Mm-hmm. You know, not to speak ill, but Lawler was on a 4-fight losing streak before beating Nick Diaz. Right. Mm-hmm. So there was that.
Hello, sir.
You are back. Hey,
sorry about that.
Is this your 6th time appearance now?
Six times. Yes.
All right, Ben. We were scrolling through the fights of UFC 276.
Okay.
Can you believe that Jim Miller and Donald Cerrone are opening up the prelims?
Holy cow! Yeah.
Can you imagine? Well,
I thought they so like someone had posted someone where they were originally like on the pay per view and like Sugar was on the head of the prelims, yeah, and then all this stuff. I was like, god dang, like surprised about that though, honestly.
Yeah, some weird movement. But if you don't mind, can we just go through the main card with you?
Yeah, let's do it.
Pedro Munhoz versus Sugar Sean O'Malley.
Yes, Sean's a good friend of mine, and
he is
always rooting for him. So and he's, you know, he's really good too. So yeah,
it's hard to
pick Sean.
Yeah, it's hard to pick against him on this one, man. He's got all the hype behind him. He's got the skill. Pedro Munhoz, his biggest test, obviously.
Yeah.
Can I ask you one question? I don't think Sean O'Malley watches this podcast. Is he a nice guy?
He is. He's a very nice guy. Yeah.
Yeah. He says some questionable stuff online, man.
Well, actually, I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't know what his opinions are on things or whatever, but he's always been a nice guy to me. He used to watch my kids too for me.
Oh, get out.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then now we love Sean O'Malley.
Yeah. Because we trained at the MMA lab together and everything. And,
yes. You know, yes.
He used to watch my kids. We used to have Madden tournaments. So.
Oh. Okay, cool. All right. Alex Pereira versus Sean Strickland. Speaking of nice guys, Sean Strickland. I'm just kidding. This guy seems like a real jerk in real life. No, come on.
I just signed posters with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, he was okay, but people say he's back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, he seemed fine when I was there. Like, he definitely has his opinion and is really, like,
yeah,
you know, out with it and, you know, says yeah. what's on his mind and whatever he's thinking or whatever. So, you know, whatever. It's freedom of speech.
Yeah, man. This is we got into a big war on our Instagram. Him and I were fighting back and forth.
You and Strickland?
Yeah. He was talking a lot of shit about Commander Dale Brown.
I don't know who that is.
He's the dust guy, the Detroit dust guy, the guy that does all the self defense videos. Hold on, this guy. Joaquin Buckley. That guy.
Yeah.
Because we had him on our podcast, and then he was like,
I don't even know his name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you know his look. Anyway, so he was on our Instagram talking a whole bunch of crap about him, and we were defending him. Yeah. This fight with Sean Strickland and Alex Pereira, this is a title eliminator fight, right?
Yeah. Like,
whoever wins this fight
gets
the title shot.
Yeah.
Sean Strickland, Alex Pereira, who do you got?
Man, it's a tough fight. That's a tough fight, honestly. I think it's tougher. Like, I think, I don't know what people are thinking, but I mean, I think off the bat, you know, people are thinking like, oh, Pierre is going to knock him out, whatever. He's a good striker. What is going on with my camera? I switched what hand I was holding it with or what angle. So now it's like off and I can't figure out how to.
No, you're good. There you go.
Flipped it.
You
got it. Yeah. So like, I think maybe people are thinking Pierre is going to go in there and knock him out or whatever.
Yeah.
But Strickland's tough, man.
Yeah.
He's super tough and he's got, you know, good, decent, weird kind of striking and stuff too. Like he does some weird things that, you know, make his striking work good and everything. And I think it's going to be a really good fight, honestly, and a tough fight. And I don't know. And, you know, Strickland can always try to attempt takedowns too. He's not just, you know, he does have grappling abilities and, you know, I feel like Pierre has he been like tested by like an actual top guy? Strickland's that guy for sure.
Yeah. This is his shot, right? Because he's only had two fights in the UFC against guys that I wouldn't even know if I bumped into them. No offense.
Yeah.
So yeah. But okay, we're running out of time here. Who do you pick? Pereira or Strickland?
I've answered this on another podcast and I can't remember who I picked.
No one's cross checking the facts.
Now they're definitely gonna cross check me.
This guy's such a liar. He picked Sean on the other podcast.
Yeah.
Prince, who do you got?
Oh man, I want Alex to take it just because I want
to
fight with Izzy. Oh, So that's it too. It's like I want to see him fight Izzy. Like you know, I want to see that.
Really?
But then I think Strickland is a puzzle too in himself for Izzy. But selfishly, I guess I'm leaning towards Strickland. I don't know if I said that on the other podcast or not, but I'm leaning towards Strickland now. But selfishly, I want Pierre to win because I want him to fight Izzy next.
I got Strickland on this. I like the way Strickland fights. I think when he fought Uriah Hall, I think he'll use the same game plan against Izzy. Okay, no worries. I don't know who the UFC would want to win this, right? Because and the UFC I think wins because both guys are going to be very marketable. That fight.
Oh, yeah.
Either you're fighting the guy that you lost to, or you're fighting this insane man Sean Strickland. So that's a marketable fight by any means. Then you've got Volkanovski versus Holloway, number three.
I got Holloway.
Wow. Holloway?
Yeah, I got Holloway. I'm rooting for Holloway.
Prince?
He's a good dude. I've trained with him a little bit.
Of course. Times. He seems like the nicest
also,
dude on the planet.
He's super nice. Yeah, he's super cool. And he brings it every time. Like, he's the kind of fighter that I like to watch too. So, like, you know, he's awesome. He's a fighter of the night kind of guy too all the time. Like, he's a gamer, and he's just like, he's so good. But so is, I mean, Volk's so good too. Like, and he showed it, you know, he showed it that he's tough and that he can hang in there, but then also that he has this, you know, he's really good. He's had close fights with Max, but I'm always rooting for Max. Big fan.
Yeah. All right, Prince, who do you got?
Man, I'm going to go with Alex, man. It's just a no tap out button. Like, he's going to have, yeah. I don't know, man. I really want Max to win it just to shock the world, but man, just a big.
It's a tough one, man. I think I'm going Volkanovski on this one. It's a tough one, man, but Volkanovski just seems like he's in his stride. That's a tough one. All right.
How'd you feel about the past fights with those fights?
I can see how you could say it could go both ways, but it's not like a total, it's not a total robbery or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough. And if you think about like WWF style, to be the champ, you got to beat the champ, right? Like,
yeah.
If he were to lose his title like that, it's a little bit tough, you know?
Yeah.
People would be complaining. All right. Izzy versus Jared Cannonier.
Yeah. Jared's also another friend of mine.
A lab guy, right?
Trained with him at the lab. Yeah. Good dude. Very skilled. Yeah. Especially since going like to 185, I thought it was a great move for him. You know,
big boy.
Root for him. Izzy's a tough test for sure, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely tough. And I hope, you know, he can solve the puzzle and get it done.
Yeah. I got Cannonier all day on this. I like his odds on this. I like his fight style. I think he's got the mentality. He doesn't get sucked in by all the lights and the stuff. So I think like this is, he's in his element. I think Cannonier gets this. Prince.
Oh man, I got guys. I'm looking at the other side. I think we'll go with Iggy. Because I just want to see that fight with Alex. I just want it to happen.
Strickland could win.
Yeah,
go
yeah.
fight Cannonier and then Izzy and Pereira fight, right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Could still go a bunch of different ways. All right, so that is the main card. Bam, we already picked you to win against Lawler. So just so
my guys,
we didn't skip your fight. I do want to give you
go.
Another main Korean Netflix show is called Crash Landing on You.
Crash Landing on You.
Yeah, that one was very popular. Everybody knows that one. So when you get people on, they go, "Oh, what do you watch?" Crash Landing on You. That's a good one. You can say that one.
Okay. All right.
That's a good
one. Well, I'm gonna watch.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna say.
No, don't lie. But just say, "Oh, I'm very excited to watch Crash Landing on You." That would be, you know, people will love that.
Bam, I don't know if that'll be your type of K drama.
Well, it's pretty good, man. I like that.
Like a fair warning, like
you can watch it with your wife. It's got some romance.
Oh.
Like maybe halfway through the episode, you'd be like, "Yeah, I'm watching Voltron."
No.
Bam,
don't worry. Bam, before I let you go, there's two things I wanted to do. If you don't mind, you okay?
For a couple of minutes?
Sorry, this is so long. Two more things I want to say. One thing is that this is Prince's last episode.
Last episode, Bam.
Prince has been here the whole time, 72 episodes or whatever the hell we're at. Due to some circumstances, Prince is going to go.
Hopefully all good.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to start focusing on my music.
K-pop?
No, everything is good. You know what? Work schedule has just been really hectic. You guys know I'm a nurse, teach as well. So it's been crazy busy. And so I'm taking a little bit of a step back. But you know what, I'll be helping out here and there wherever I can help out Tim. And a part of it also is I will be focusing more on my music.
Are you serious? I don't even know.
I wanted to see what Bam was gonna
say. He's about to break out with a K-pop album. Come on.
Yeah. you could walk Bam into the ring and sing for him.
If I ever got the chance, I'm gonna give you my best damn performance. I'd be butt naked halfway through that.
Pieces of clothes are flying off every step.
Right? Like, oh my gosh! Like, there's kids in the stands. Like, what's going on here, Prince?
Yeah. So, Prince, man, we're gonna miss you, buddy.
Dang! Yeah, we are gonna miss you.
Yeah, Prince, you're the best, man. None of this would have ever happened without Prince. Bam.
Well, shoot, honor to go. I mean. On this episode, come on.
Yeah.
It's an honor.
He stayed in to make sure that you were his last episode, Ben.
I wanted to make sure it was you because
my man.
because I mean, listen, ever since the, you know, the first time we met and the PS5 moment, I mean the PlayStation Call of Duty moment, I'll never forget that, man. I was bragging about that for days. Even my cousin was like, man, like, how did you do that? Like, how did you hack that? I mean, hack that. He invited me, man. He, like, how'd you get into his server? I'm like, what do you mean? He let me in.
Bam, I've had to edit this story out of like 9 podcasts because he says it every time. We have a little video clip that we're gonna play, and then I just got one last thing for you, Bam. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
You're not mad, are you? You're okay? You're good? All right. Here's a little thing for Princey.
Valentine. An example of a lumpia.
There you go.
All right.
Ashley,
here, send this one. They won't, how will they know? They won't. But listen, he went from Al Iaquinta to Al I want to quitta. The coconut. Yummy.
Nice little montage.
Dang, love it.
And did you see, Bam, that's the little segment where like you try to laugh because you're a polite guy.
Bam, come on, you know, you that was funny.
How many times has Bam done that on this podcast? Every time Prince says some joke, and Bam just
no, come on. I laugh most of the time. Come on.
Bam, I do want to end this podcast giving you some motivation, but I'm not a motivational speaker. Prince is not a motivational speaker. But sometimes we have guests on our podcast that are very motivating and will say something, and it's like it touches you, you know. Like last week or 2 weeks ago when we had Lauren Murphy on, man, she gave some passionate speeches, and like we were so happy with it. Like it was really, really nice, you know. But this is one that I had clipped before from an old podcast. I wanted to play this for you because I feel like this should pump you up.
All right.
Especially with what you said at the beginning of our podcast.
Wait, don't play it yet. Hold on. Woo! Sorry, my wife.
All right. Nice. All right. This is like just some dead air here, Prince. We're just going to hum along. UFC 276. Follow and subscribe to the podcast.
I thought Bam's wife was going to be like, you're still doing the podcast?
Get off with those
Can you guys
idiots.
Hear me?
Oh, wait, you guys can't
hear?
No,
we can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought I was like,
we're just talking over you like idiots.
Oh.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, you're ready. Okay. This is to motivate you, my friend. I like this.
Oh, God. Know that I care about you. Know that I love you. Know that I'm always there for you and everything. But at the same time, like, I'm on a damn mission. And I won't be stopped.
Woo! On a damn mission, baby.
Dude, that guy was on point. That was a speech that you gave on one of your earlier appearances, and man, that always hit me, man. You were like dialed in and focused, and man.
And I was watching your Twitch after that. You went on an 18 kill streak.
Murdered it.
Oh, like no mercy at all. Like unbelievable.
Bam, you're the greatest. This Thank is a so legend much. Versus legend fight. We are so happy Absolutely. To know you. Like we're happy to be your friend, honored to be your friend. Best of luck to you. Best of luck to your family, your wife being Thank in your you corner. So That's so amazing. I love the story. I love the Korean connection and how that all came about. You know, I think that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Anything you want to say before we let you go?
Thank you guys, dude. It's always an honor talking to you guys. Prince D. Man, I can't believe this is the last episode, but thank you for making it mine and being here with me, man. It's always great talking with you. And I do laugh at most of your jokes.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Damn, if you know, once you win that fight, if you could just, you know, maybe dedicate it to the Filipino guy up north, that would be nice.
Yeah. Canada, baby. Right?
There you go. Canada. Next time.
Fighting sight, yeah. But I you know, you guys, I consider you guys friends. I mean, you guys are always awesome to talk to. I have always no problem making time for you guys. And it's always great talking with you guys. And I really appreciate all the support and everything, all the love. Like I said, you guys are not just podcasts, people that I talk to. You guys are my friends.
Yeah, buddy, you too, man. And we can't wait to see you in real life one day. The borders are opening, man. I can get to the US now. Good luck on your fight, man. We will be here cheering for you like crazy. Guys, we are wearing all the Bam Bam merch we can.
Got Bam swag going.
Oh, I got my other shirt upstairs too. But anyways, nice. I'm gonna be training in this all the time. Bam, good luck, man. Thank you for everything that you do for the fans, for the fights, for everything. You're the best, man. All the best. Take care of yourself.
Thank you so much. Ready to put on the show.
Bam Bam Barbarina.
See you later, buddy.
Let's go.
Be good. Take care. All right, man.
All right. That was good. Oh, man. He's so nice.
Man, Prince, it is your last show, my friend. You're the best, dude. I wanted to have a second to be able to say goodbye to you as well. Guys, when we started this podcast, we said that we wanted to get to the point where we hate each other and we only come together to just do the podcast and then you know, but we can't stand each other. Prince, that has never happened, my friend, man. You're the absolute best. You've become one of my best friends, even more so than when we started this.
Oh, man.
And you mean the world to me, man.
Oh, man, Tim, man. Oh, yeah, I'm not. Hey, listen, man, this has been a journey. It's been amazing. But hey, you know what? Man, you make it seem like I like died in a car crash or something in the montage. It's like there goes
for yeah.
Here, man. Dude, what's going on?
But, it was upbeat. Yeah. It was upbeat.
Yeah, but no, hey, listen, but hey, we're still
yeah, man.
Around. Come on, man.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And like hopefully at the very least, like at our end of year shows or stuff that, right? You'll come on over and hang out. Guys, next week, who knows what I'm doing, but our guest of the podcast is going to be Tough 30 competitor Laura Gallardo. She is fighting in the semifinals next week. We're going to have her on the day after her episode airs. So please God, let her win so that it's a positive podcast. If she loses, doesn't matter. This chick is badass.
Yep.
And she's going to be on and she'll talk about Tough 30, man. Either she's going to talk about going to the finals or she's going to talk about her experience and how everything has gone. So excited to talk to her next week.
And those guys like keep it like tight. They don't break for anyone. They won't tell you nothing. Like
no like, idea. No idea, man. It is crazy. Buddy, I can't. Okay. Hold on. Before you go, last thing that I want to talk to you about on the podcast, abortion rights. Do we want to talk about that? I've tried to get you to talk about a whole bunch of terrible things, and controversial things, buddy. All the best to you, man, in everything that you do. I know, like with, Filipino TV, you're doing stuff with them. Hopefully you continue to go on and do stuff with them too, man. And whatever it is that you do in life, man, you're going to be amazing at it. We'll see you here for sure. Yeah. And man, it's been a crazy journey, dude. 72 episodes. I'm
like
72.
Yeah.
Right? 72? I think it's 72. Yeah. All right, buddy. So for the final time, my friend.
It's Timmy B, Princey D, fight in sight.
Yeah, that's right. Prince, it's going to be hard for me to find another co-host named Princey D, but that's what I got to do because I'm not changing that theme song.
Buddy.
You know what I mean?
Hey, listen, there's Craigslist.
You can put an ad out for a Princey D.
I know, right? Princey D. Like, listen, you can call me whatever you want. I'll come on.
Yeah.
D Princey. Oh, my gosh.
All right, man. This has gone on a little bit longer than normal. But, of course, I mean, we had so much to talk about. Bam Bam. I love that story, man. I love that freaking Korean story. Yeah. I love what that is. I love the representation there. Mm-hmm. I love that it's about his wife. That it's his family, and that it all stemmed from him just wanting to wear red shorts. You know what I mean? Like, just wants to wear red shorts, and then boom, it all links up into this. And I think it's so perfect. It's a beautiful story. The fact that he knew Lawler when he was young, man, everything just so crazy. So
I'm just surprised. Like they'd make a big deal about what shorts he'd be wearing. Like,
yeah, isn't that strange?
Like the only color red that matters is blood.
And that red is not linked to US. But anyways, all right. Well, now we're off on 1,000 tangents. I wanted to end it on a emotional part. Prince.
All right, buddy.
All the best to you, my friend, and thanks. We'll see you. All right. Take care, guys. Have a good one. See you next week. Like and subscribe.